Hey kiddos, Newsy's Nook is listened to all over the world, and I want to tell you about a little shop down under. My ABDL Supplies is a Sydney-based supplier for the Australian age play community. They've got everything, from onesies and passies for nap time, to shibari rope and paddles for playtime, to automatic savings on any 4-pack of diapers. My ABDL Supplies has a great inventory for any kinky Aussie. Trusted for the last 7 years by littles and bigs all over Australia and New Zealand, My ABDL Supplies always ships discreetly. Just for Newsy Nook listeners, My ABDL Supplies is giving 5% off your next order. Just use promo code NewsyBaby. So try My ABDL Supplies, your one-stop ABDL shop. Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I'm your host, Newsy Baby. This week in Newsy's Nook, what should you do when you're coming to a new town? This week in Newsy's Noteworthy Events, in Chicago, Puddle Scouts is hosting two events in March, a crinkle crawl after midnight on Friday, March 22nd, and a guided tour of the Leather Archives and Museum on Saturday, March 30th. In Los Angeles, it's Diaper Active on Saturday, March 30th. I'm gonna be there. For more ABDL events, either message me or check out ABY Sitter's event page. This week in Newsy's News, a person says more than $1,100 worth of items were stolen during CapCon. Evil Idol wrote on FetLife that six of their Super Nintendo games, a red 3DS XL, and at least six 3DS games went missing in addition to some records. If you went to Cap, these items were in the middle's living room area. A GoFundMe has been set up by Evil Idol to help recoup the cost. I will have a link to it in the show notes. This week in Newsy's News, let's say you move to a new town and you want to make some ABDL friends. What should you do, and how should you find them? My friend Diaperscourt joined me in the Nook to talk about how he made new ABDL friends in Vancouver after moving from London. We also play a fun game at the end of our conversation that may have you coming back to this episode again and again. Well, thank you, Diaperscourt, for coming to Newsy's Nook.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you. So we're talking about if you ever have moved to like a new town or a new country or on the other side of the country, how do you find a new friend group? So you went from UK to Vancouver.
Yes.
How was that transition?
So a bit of background. We moved for my partner's job.
Okay.
So originally he was supposed to move to Seattle. This was in January 2020, mm-hmm. before COVID like sort of existed. Right. And then COVID happened. Trump, who was president at the time, closed the borders. Mm-hmm. And the company that he worked for said, well, Vancouver's in the same time zone as Seattle. So, and Canada's borders are still open. So do you want to move there instead? So we said, yes. And I'm actually really happy we decided to come to Vancouver. I love living here. So like nothing against Seattle. Seattle's nice. I've been there. I visited it, but I really love living in Vancouver. So
what are the reasons why you love living in Vancouver?
I don't know. It's just, when I lived in the UK, I lived in London, mm-hmm. Before I moved. So I was, and I'm a city, like I grew up in the country, but I'm a city boy at heart. So living in the city in London, fast pace, everything like that. Like I loved it. And then moving to Vancouver, it's very different to London in the fact that it's beaches, scenery, mountains, all that kind of stuff. West Coast living a lot more relaxed than mm-hmm. London living, put it that way.
Okay.
And when I go back to the UK now sometimes and we go to London, I'm like, oh yeah, I couldn't live here anymore. London is now too fast paced for me. I've got used to like being chilled, relaxed. I love going, like I recently got back into running this year. So I love running up and down the beaches, like down the beach on an evening, especially now the nights are longer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's the whole vibe of the city I just love about Vancouver. I think it's beautiful and it's a great city. And Canadians are like super nice people. The trope that everybody says about Canadians is true. They're
It's all
just,
true, all of
yeah, they're
it.
just really nice people.
Like too nice.
Not too. I mean, compared to British people, yeah,
Oh, okay.
because we can be quite. I mean, I'm talking personally from myself, and other British people might not agree, but we can be quite miserable. So.
Got it. Well, then let's go into, right? So like I'm thinking London is probably like any other major city in the US, probably like filled with kinky people, very kink positive and all that. How is it compared to Vancouver? Who's kinkier?
Yeah, so I think there's different aspects to each place. So you've got to remember, in the UK, we're quite a small country, and it's easy to get from one side of the country to the other in a couple of hours. And I mean, London, yeah, is the capital, but I think quite a lot of people would agree with me that Manchester is the ABDL capital of the United Kingdom.
Manchester is.
Manchester, yeah, and Manchester is also like one of the gay capitals of the UK, like. Canal Street is, and I love Manchester. My partner used to live in Manchester before we moved. So, but yeah, Manchester, I would say is probably got the highest amount of ABDLs, or at least people flock to Manchester to like they know that's the area to go
That's
to.
the
But
area. That's where the parties are. That's where all the guys
basically,
are.
yeah. There's a couple of things that go on in London. And also, I'm talking as somebody who I think. How long have I been in Vancouver now? So a lot has changed because I moved here in 2021. So I've been here for 3 years. So I think
Okay.
the UK sort of changed in aspects to when I lived there. So it was more like there was a one-off event maybe once a month in the basement of a bar somewhere that you would go to. Whereas now I see people going like posting on Twitter about going to Padded Social and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like the community has grown more in the UK since I moved to Vancouver.
But how does it compare to
Yeah,
Vancouver
I was going to
then?
say, going back to your original question, I had friends all over the country in the UK. So I would go to Birmingham to visit friends that there who were ABDL, or I would go up to Manchester and I know people there, or maybe in Brighton, or I had some friends in London as well. Whereas living over here in Vancouver, I find it's a lot more localized. Like it's a lot more like in the local community. I'm trying to figure
Oh,
out how
there's
to wait.
not as much like people
Yeah,
coming in. It's like,
I don't have to travel to go to something or
oh, they're
travel to
all
see
just
someone.
near
We're
closer
all
to
just,
you.
yeah, basically.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I love it. I've built up a really good friendship group here, in terms of the ABDL and also just wider kink community, which has been great since moving.
So, okay, let's say someone moves to a new town. Where are you finding these people?
When we moved, I used Diaper Boys. Just like to message people. But my most success was from Twitter or
Oh, just
X or
messaging people on Twitter.
whatever you people want to call it now, is just saying, oh, hey, I've moved to the like post and I've moved to the area. If anybody like lives locally or wants to chat, reach out. And then like it's that sort of like I think, oh, I'm trying to remember. I think I reached out to Subby Super Boy when we moved here and said, oh, we've moved locally. And then I know and then another friend of ours whose online handle I can't remember, so I won't name them. He reached out to me and he was like, oh, welcome to Vancouver. And I think him and Subby Super Boy are good friends as well. So I guess, I don't know, maybe they spread the word that I was a nice person. I
Spread like wildfire. New baby in
don't know.
town.
Yeah,
Get him.
yeah. And then I just started chatting with people. But I would say social media, Twitter X, whatever it's called now, was the main platform I use to meet people.
Do you think it works better when you message someone saying like, "Hey, I just moved here," blah 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 blah, blah versus, "Hi."
Yes.
100%.
Yes, 100%. Don't just message someone and go hi and want they like, have they like, you want to have a conversation with somebody like was a message
Right.
with something that I can respond to, or if I'm going to message somebody, I'm going to message something that they can respond to, so they
Right.
can they Oh, hi, I've just moved to the area, or how's your week been, or like something like that. Or do you have any, I don't know, restaurant suggestions? Just something to start a conversation.
Right, especially since you're not going to respond immediately. And that's the pet peeve part I have is like, hi, 8 hours go by. Hi, another 8 hours go by. And you're like, Come on, I just want to have a conversation. Okay, so you message people online, you're connecting, right? You're networking. What is a good first meetup for people who moved to new towns? Like, what were your first meetups kind of like?
As a general rule, I always meet new people in a public place anyway.
Oh, like a place for coffee?
Yeah, so like, being
Or a
British,
bar?
it's normally a pub, I'll be
Okay, a
honest.
pub.
I normally like, oh, do you want to go for a drink somewhere? And but I, if I'm meeting anybody new, I always do it in a public place, just because like it sounds awful, but it's sort of risk mitigation really, to make sure that, oh, if you're some person that I don't get on with, or I don't think you're great, I can leave this public place. Like, we can finish what, like the drink, whatever, and I can leave, and you don't know where I live or anything like that. So I always
Yeah.
suggest to meet people in public places first.
And it's not even like sometimes like, oh, you're a creepy person. It's also like a vibe thing, right?
Yeah,
Like sometimes you
exactly.
meet up with
Like,
people and you're like,
sometimes
we're
like,
not vibing.
yeah, and also just because we both like to wear diapers doesn't mean we're going to get on as people either. So,
Right.
and I think that's a really important thing that people should take away from this conversation that we're having, is you can't base a friendship just on a mutual interest of wearing and using diapers.
What do you find is a good way to like probe those other parts of other people? Like, do you just come out and say like, I like bikes. Do you like bikes?
It's just, I
how
just
do
like
you do it?
asking people's interests, like, oh, what do you get up to in your spare time? Like, what TV shows do you watch? What movies are you into? Like, do you have any hobbies? Like, learning more about, just learning more about people generally. Like, I have another friend here in Vancouver who Subby introduced me to, and we and him get on really well because we're both massive Doctor Who geeks.
Aw,
So like, it's
that's
just like, we probably message each other more about Doctor Who than we do about diapers. So it's just like finding those other things in common.
yeah, and the relationship lasts so much longer, right? Because then it's not just like, hi, are you in a diaper? Yeah, I'm in a diaper, and then conversation piddles
Yeah,
out.
basically.
Okay, so we have our first meetup, we're vibing.
Yeah.
When do we introduce the diapers into this conversation? Do you go on this first meetup with a diaper? I mean,
I normally go out. If I'm meeting someone who I've been speaking to on Twitter or on Diaper Boys or Recon, I wouldn't, and I'm going for a first meet, I will normally go padded.
okay. Do you tell the other person?
Yeah, well,
Do you
sometimes
tell the
I'll be
other
like,
person?
well,
I'm actually genuinely
sometimes.
curious.
So I don't know. I guess it depends on how I've been chatting with them. Sometimes they want to know. Sometimes they might ask, oh, are you going to be, because they want to wear, but they're not sure. So they might be like, oh, are you going to wear? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to, because I have no issue wearing out and about. And I know some people, that for some people it's a bit of a barrier, but I got over that years ago. So
Twist question. First meetup goes really well. Do you offer to change the other person, or do we wait until a second meetup?
it depends what happens, I guess. Like, sometimes I've met with people and we've just had a drink and we've separated, and then a friendship has progressed from there and we meet up multiple times. And then other times I meet somebody and I'm like, oh, you're cool. We seem to be getting on. Like, if you've got no other plans for the day, do you want to come hang out at my place?
You just vibe it out.
Yeah. Generally, as a rule for me, if you want to change me and I need changing, I'm happy for you to just do it.
Here
Go
for changes.
ahead. Yeah. So, but yeah, I always find it sort of the vibe that you get as you're meeting, and the how the conversation goes really, and you just see what happens from there, because sometimes you want to go back and hang out like at somebody's place, like in more private, so you can take your pants off and just chill out in diapers and have some fun. And then other times it's like, oh, we haven't got the time to do that today, but it would be great to meet up another time and do that. So.
Right. So right, sometimes you have like first meetups with people,
Yeah.
and then you're like, oh, I thought that went really well, and then you message them, and then they message you back, and then it kind of like piddles out. How do you keep a conversation going, or how do you politely say, no, we're done here?
I never say, no, we're done here. I've
No,
politely or
I
not
don't think anyone would. I'm
politely.
just curious.
I always just think, well, if the conversation's gonna fizzle out, the conversation's gonna fizzle out, and that's just something that happens. But also, I think you've got to remember as well, people have busy lives, like other stuff, and they might be busy for a month, and then they'll make, and if they reach back out in touch after that, oh great, oh hi, great to catch up again and do so. I guess it just depends on what's going on in people's lives, because I know sometimes with my life, me and my partner, we like to travel, so sometimes I'm not here for a few weeks and then I come back and I'm like, oh hey, I've just got back from traveling, like, do you want to hang out now? So if it fit, you just got to take it as it is. If it fizzles out, it fizzles out, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
All right, last question. You've already given so much advice, but just to wrap it up, what advice would you give to an ABDL who moves to a new city and wants to make friends?
I would say be open-minded, like speak to everybody, even if they, because I'm guilty of this sometimes, where I look at somebody's profile and I'm like, oh, I don't know if we would get on in person. But it's always worth chatting with people and seeing, like, if you do, and meeting up for a drink, or a coffee or whatever, or and hanging out. And the other advice I would give is be patient as well, because friendships aren't built overnight. They take time.
Right,
So
back and forth.
yeah.
That's good advice. Especially since I know moving to a new city is like sometimes like very nerve-wracking. So it's just like I feel like it's comforting to know like I'm not the only one. Here's some
Yeah,
advice.
when we moved here, my partner struggled to make friends, just because the I sort of had a route. I had something that I knew that I enjoyed, and I could reach out to other people who enjoy it, and
Right.
that opened friendships. Whereas he sort of didn't have that, other than hooking up with people on Grindr. So,
You make up a, no, that's a very good point. I would have to say the way I found all my friends in San Francisco when I moved there was through the ABDL community. And
Yeah.
it's kind of like, it's like those things that kind of, I feel like, make our kink a little extra special, or kink in general, just extra special, right? Where you can go to a new town and be like, hi, I'm into this. But also, I need
Yeah.
help with like housing or restaurants or, name it.
Yeah, and people are always happy to like help out as well. Like if you're like, oh, we've just moved to the area, do you have any recommendations for restaurants we should try, or trails we should go and hike, or something like that? People are always happy to give those recommendations as well.
Nearest sex shop to buy poppers, the essentials.
Well, that's a problem because poppers aren't legal in Canada, so
No, I
no,
could
they're
never
not.
live there then. No, I'm
My
joking.
partner actually wrote to our MP, and he was like, "Why aren't poppers legal?"
Did they
And
respond?
yes,
What did they say?
was just basically a general, "Oh, it's a federal law, and we don't have them, and it's not legal." But so, anytime we go to another country where poppers are legal, he buys a lot, puts them in his suitcase and brings them back.
Oh. All right, you ready for the horny question round?
I'm ready for the horny question round.
All right, and all you listening, please take out your wands. Dr. Squirt already has his wand out. He's already 12 days since making stickies, and he's right now locked. So if you're locked and you're thickly padded, please get your buzzy out now. We're gonna play a game of do you find this arousing? And if you do, you have to buzz until I say stop. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Being locked in a thickly soaked diaper, and you can't even close your legs, and you can't feel your little dicklet.
Yeah, hot wand is on, buzzing.
Five, four, three, two, one. Stop. All right, round two. Someone telling you that you love being in big, smelly diapers.
Hot wand is on.
Just think about those big, smelly diapers. Five, four, three, two, one. Wands off. And Diaper Squirt puts in a good point. If you have a passy, please take out your passies now and insert them into your mouths.
I never make cummies without my passy in my mouth. So
Ooh, is that a rule for yourself?
It's a rule for myself.
Is it to like train your brain that you're just like a dumb baby that like needs to wear diapers and stickies in their diapers?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, horny boy, put your passy in. All right, round three. You're lying on the ground and a thickly soaked diaper drops on their face.
Yeah.
Wands on, everybody. Just the smell of it. Smell of a thick, thick diaper. Thick soap diaper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wands off. All right, next round. Being made to sit in the corner, being locked, thickly padded, soaked, with a passy gag, and being made to watch the big boys have fun.
Yeah, it's super hot.
Do you have experience with this? Have you watched other diaper boys get it on? You can just nod your head. Yes, he has. He has been cucked. Who thinks cucks are hot? Raise your hands. No, even better. Just there. He raised his hand. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wands off. All right, next round. Being made to sit in a crib with your hands in mittens while your little bro is fucked by his big bro and you can't touch yourself.
Yeah.
You can nod your head too if, did this happen to you too? No, want it, not yet, but you want it to happen, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? If you want it to happen, you should push your hips into the wand a little bit more. There you go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wands off. All right. Your childhood school bully finding out you wear diapers and then teasing you on the playground, but then after school, taking you behind the bleachers and making you strip naked, use you, and then diaper you up.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah? Have you ever fantasized being bullied? Aw, he's nodding his head.
Yeah.
What does the bully do when he finds you?
Being, like, pantsed and teased for being in a big wet diaper.
Yeah. And saying, look at the little guy with his big silk diaper. What a baby. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wands off. Subby would like this one. Being in one diaper for 12 hours or longer.
I mean, hot.
All right, wands on, everybody. I feel like this game is just wanding yourself. How odd. Aww, just feel the vibration on that little dicklet. Just back and forth in the big squishy diaper. If you find this game hot, put your hips into the buzzer. There you go. Good boy. Just a little baby.
Oh.
Thick diapers. Nope. Wands off in 3, 2, 1. We got a little close there, didn't we?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay, we'll move on. Your big bro asking you if you want stickies in your diaper, then proceeding to untape your diaper, revealing your cage-straining cock. Grabbing it with one hand, then jerking off, coming on your cage, and then re-diapering you up.
Right, yeah.
Yeah?
Hot. Ooh. I have that as a big fantasy.
Yeah? I think since it's a big fantasy, you should change the buzzer to its highest setting. All right, big fantasy. Just a big bully grabbing your little straining cock in your diaper, then coming on it. Ooh, that's so hot, isn't it, baby boy? Yeah. All right, buzzer's off in 3, 2, 1. Buzzer off. Buzzer off.
It's off.
There you go. All right, your big bro then giving... Oh, no, he takes the diaper off again. And then giving your caged little cock a blowjob until you're so close and then diapering you up again.
Yeah, hot.
I think because this is a connection to the last question, highest settings, everybody. All right, there you go. Ooh. And what happens if you've been in that diaper all day and it's so thickly padded, so when the fresh air hits it, it just feels so good. Oh, yeah. Are you sucking on your passy? You gonna make sticky soon? Thinking about all these bullies bullying you in your big, thick diaper? One's off in 3, 2, 1. One off.
It's off.
It's off. Are we still good?
We're still good.
Yeah, good boy. All right. Wrestling with your little bro, and then you both leak on each other, and then you're both smelling like pee.
I mean, anybody who follows me knows that it's hot.
Yeah. Ooh. Do you like snoofing diapers?
Love sneaking
You
boxes.
love snoofing diapers? Ooh. If your little bro was wrestling you right now, would you snoof his diaper?
Yeah.
Yeah. You put your nose in it. What would it smell like?
Soggy
Soggy.
pee.
Soggy and pee. Just your nose all up in it. Ooh, and then you start straining. I think you should put the buzzer on the highest setting now. Good boy. Snoofing your little bro's diaper. Aw, horny boy. Are you having fun playing this game? Yeah? Ooh, he's straining now, isn't he? Oh. Ooh, is it too late? Should I turn the buzzer off? Not yet?
Not
No,
yet.
not yet? Nope. I think we should in 3, 2, 1. Buzzer off. We still good?
So good.
We are. Ooh, he's so squirmy now, aren't you? You're so squirmy. All right. Your big bro showing you how to regress for the first time.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's something that makes you regress really easily?
Being messy.
Being a messy boy?
Yeah.
Ooh. When was the last time you messed yourself?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Do you like natural messes or helped messes like enemas and suppositories?
Natural matches.
Natural messes, yeah. So like in the morning, and you take your first sip of coffee, and you're kind of just like crossing back and forth because you feel the pressure, and it's building and it's building, and your daddy's in the bathroom, and you can't go to the bathroom, can you? No. So you have to stand there and you're trying to hold your messes, right? You're clenching your butt cheeks and you're trying not to mess your big, soaked, thick diaper, and you can't even feel your little dicklets. So you're just kind of rubbing the front of your diaper back and forth and back and forth. And the pressure's increasing. I think because it's increasing, we should up the wand to its highest setting. All right, it's on the highest setting. Ooh, is the little boy gonna mess his pants? Oh, you're trying to hold it. You're trying to hold it. Oh, and then it's. Oh, baby boy, you're messing yourself. It's all coming out. Do you start grunting? Do you like grunting when you mess yourself? Yeah. Do you like.
Squat and push.
Yeah, I squat and push. Ooh. And then it fills the back, right? It's all warm and squishy.
Then sit in it.
Yeah, you sit in it. What do you do when you sit in it? Do you rub your hips back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it for me. Show me how. Show me against the wand. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Back and forth. Back and forth. Just squishing in your messy diaper. Oh, good boy. Sucking on your passy. Sucking on your passy because you only make stickies in your diaper. Oh, is someone gonna make stickies in his diaper? Ooh, you've done so good in this game. Should I let you? Ooh, I kind of want to see you make stickies in your diaper, baby boy.
I can make stickies.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Are you gonna tell me when you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, squishing back and forth in your big, mushy, squishy diaper. And the room starts to smell because you're a messy, messy boy, just a messy, locked boy. Squishing in his diapers, rubbing his hips back and forth, spreading the mess everywhere. Oh, he's sucking on his pacifier now. Oh, the locked boy's gonna
make cummies.
Yeah, you're gonna make cummies?
I'm making cummies.
Yeah, you're making cummies?
I'm making cummies.
Oh, because you're a little boy?
I'm a diaper boy.
Yeah, say it again.
I'm a big diaper baby.
Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. He hasn't gotten off for like 12 days, so that was probably a lot. That diaper is so sticky now. Good boy. Good boy. Congratulations, you won the game. You made stickies in your diaper. Good boy. Good boy. Well, thank you for playing and thank you for coming to Newsy's Nook.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for having me.
If you played my little game, make sure to post it on social media and tag me so everyone knows you only make stickies in your diaper. All right, kiddos, this episode was brought to you by My ABDL Supplies, the Sydney-based age play company that is giving Newsy Nook listeners 5% off your next order when you use promo code NewsyBaby. Check out My ABDL Supplies, your one-stop ABDL shop. All right, kiddos, I'm going to go get off to all of you getting off to this episode. See ya. Bye.